Hello out there in Radioland.
Every polis, besides ample land and urban center, and of course a sizable portion of population, required several essential elements, a temple, a theater, and an agora. Inform my Mycenaean senders, you are listening to This Shit Is Delicious!
What's an agora?
It's the center of a, city, non-holy life in an ancient Grecian community. Like, where the market and the was, like, market and government, and I was just reading you some of my homework. So you're listening to This Shit Is Delicious. We are your hosts. You.
I'm Whitney Schuster.
I'm Walker Staples.
And the turntable is as yet unfixed. I have brought mine this time because I was fed up with not being able to play my records, and it won't work. Not right. My turntable, but the chords. It's frustrating. Walker, take it away.
All right. So on this radio show, we play music which we find delicious, regardless of genre or gender choice or amount of fur. I don't know. Whatever.
Size doesn't matter in our show.
True. It's not the audio frequencies. It's how you use them.
It's not the bandwidth.
It's not the bandwidth. It's how you use it. Whitney, I like your bandwidth. So we're going to play Diffusion by Severin for Four.
Thank you.
Take that, the Charleston.
So now we're going to do another song by that same band. This is called Cyclotron. It is the more metal part of the metal and jazz fusion. By the way, this is 7 for 4. The first song we heard was Diffusion, off of the album Diffusion. 7 the number, 4 the word, 4 the number. Great jazz metal fusion band. You know, a bunch of old dorks. It's great. Anyway, this is Cyclotron. Back, you are listening to This Shit Is Delicious. That was Cyclotron by 7 for 4 off of the album Diffusion. If you enjoyed that and you are listening to my show right now, I want to be friends with you.
It was like Primus, but except they actually knew how to play music. Much better.
You can't even start to call that like Primus. Insulted. I'm insulted for 7-4's sake. I just played a couple of songs.
I actually have a band in mind that's very similar, and unfortunately I don't have them on vinyl because they don't make vinyl. They're not cool. They're not cool enough, but they're pretty cool.
Looks like they're called the Human Abstract.
They're called the Human Abstract.
Don't play with that!
Oh, good idea. I've been listening to them a great deal lately, and what do you think? You won't know what the songs are, but I haven't been able to choose, so Nocturne or Crossing the Rubicon?
Oh, man. I like nocturnes as a rule, just, you know, sort of the... In classical music, nocturnes are one of my favorite things.
Crossing the Rubicon's more of a song. Nocturne's more of a technical adventure.
Oh, technical adventure. I'm totally in the mood.
Okay, sounds good. This is Nocturne by the Human Abstract. You're listening to This Shit is Delicious on Yurt Radio.
Especially if the microphone input works. That'd be...
That was Nocturne by the Human Abstract.
And you are beautiful.
You are beautiful. Anyone who likes can come down here. It's great fun in here. This is a wonderful place.
It's true. It's
wonderful energy.
Jade is doing homework.
What a joke.
All right. Do you want another one? Because I took two.
Yeah, I was going to do two for the human abstract.
Yeah, what do you want?
Veil It Together We Await the Storm or Crossing the Rubicon?
I mean, Veil It Together We Await the Storm has a really great name, but Crossing the Rubicon, you wanted to play that last time.
They're both great. This is more of a closer, though. I think I'll do Crossing the Rubicon.
Crossing the Rubicon it is, by the human abstract, off of Nocturne. Welcome back.
That was gorgeous.
That's an old-time favorite of mine. Crossing the Rubicon by the Human Abstract off their first album, Nocturne. I think it's a fantastic singer. I don't know why the fuck they kicked him out. It was really dumb.
Oh, shit, that was pretty.
Anyway.
Wow. God. So you're listening to This Shit is Delicious. We're broadcasting live right now from the Yurt on Hampshire Campus on Yurt Radio. You know, a couple of guys who like music.
Again, it's a beautiful place here. You should come down.
I agree. It's
a
really
beautiful,
nice.
Snowy night.
We had a snow day today. Today's the 2nd of February, by the way. Today's the 2nd of February. I guess because I'm going to be seeing them tomorrow, I should probably play some Eluvetti, who is a fantastic Finnish metal band playing at the Palladium tomorrow. I think there are still tickets if you want to go, anybody.
The Palladium, is that in Northampton?
No, that's in Worcester.
How are you getting over there?
Jake Vode is driving me. Jake Vode is cool. Jade thinks you're cool, Jake Vode. I wish you listened to my show. You don't listen to my show.
He's taking you to a concert, however.
He is. Well, I also bought him a ticket. He has to. They're on will call. So I've guaranteed myself a ride. Or I guess he could, like, steal my identity. We'll do Luis Eluvetti by Eluvetti off of the Ven EP, which was their first album. Here we go. Some Celtic folk metal coming at you.
Night.
I think that's actually a song about bunnies. Because you know, if you don't speak the language, they were singing about how pretty bunnies are. That those Finnish.
I totally believe you.
No, I'd like to know what that's about.
That was brilliant.
I just like to point out that that song begins with the lead singer going,
"Are you ready?"
And it's fun. It's so yeah, that's where I'll be tomorrow night.
It sounds like he means it too. That's a nice feeling.
They're headlining. They're 3 Inches of Blood is opening for them, who is another fantastic band, although they are from Canada. So yeah, Whitney, your turn. Too much talk.
Well, I think, fingers crossed, that I've actually got the whole turntable situation working. It's the same input. I'm just using input A. So hopefully this will work. I've got this record here. It's a split between the bands Thursday and Envy. Ooh. It's kind of a loosely based concept album. And I'm going to play a song by Envy. They're a Japanese kind of, it's a cross between post-rock and screamo. And it's so interesting because the guy, he only does spoken and screamed vocals, but it's so mellow. I can't even describe it. You'll have to hear what I'm talking about. So this is
playing Moving Mountains after this.
Perfect.
Walker is.
Guess who got the Moving Mountains album on vinyl? The album, not the EP.
Oh,
begins with a
you.
P or something. It's blue vinyl.
Numa.
I'll bring that next time if I can.
Where do you fucking get this? Everybody has nicer things than me!
I can show you.
All my shit is broken! All right, play music.
Okay.
Let's see if the music works.
This is called Isolation of a Light Source by Envy. Hopefully,
well,
you're listening to
leave those
radio
on just in case.
Okay, sounds good. All
right, you gonna press play? And it's not working.
Well, that's fantastic.
Wait, speed it down.
I don't understand.
I mean, it's there. It's the end. Fuck! Shit's breaking! I don't know, man.
I don't know either. It's so weird.
You wanna kill it? I'm just gonna go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Welcome back. You're listening to your radio.
Sorry, folks.
Oh, fuck. It's this fucking cord.
It definitely is.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. Motherfucker. Alright.
It definitely is this cord. You know what? Go ahead and select another song and see if I can find another chord like that.
Okay. I'll do a shorty but a goodie. No, I won't. That's a lie. Alright. To kill time, here's some Rush.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. You were listening to Yurt Radio. That was YYZ by Rush off of Moving Pictures. One of their best songs, one of the first songs I ever covered in a band. Funny story about that song. We planted somebody in the audience our first show to request that song from us. And they did, and we played it, and it was great.
Gracious, that never worked out for me.
No. We had two guitarists, and there's only one guitar part in that song. So the other one pretended to die on stage, and it was great. We found out later people were doing cocaine off the toilet seats in the same night, like in the bathrooms. So we left pretty early, which was good. I was like maybe 13. Good times.
Place.
Yeah, it was like a little church in Ipswich. Well, you know, like
all
a meeting house.
Shows.
A meeting house. But
a Quaker meeting house?
Definitely not a Quaker meeting house. All right, why are you plugging that in here?
All right. Oh, good point. So
we might have found a solution.
A second try.
To the
different chord.
Turntable
that
issue.
That sounded a lot better, actually.
Yeah. Boop, boop. Oh, good. Music sound is still working. You're listening to This Shit is Delicious on your radio with Whitney Schuster and Rock Staples. Special guest Jade Lovett, who's sitting in the back still doing homework. What you working on, Jade? She's working on sexing up a Victorian body with science. These are Hampshire courses.
I don't think this is working still.
Fuck me!
We're disappointing.
And your mother.
Same thing. I don't understand.
Fuck. What the fuck? Well, that's useless.
You know what it is?
What?
It has to run through a preamp before it's got enough signal to go out.
Damn it!
And the preamp's dead.
Well, at least we found a better
Bob's
cord.
Been getting it to work. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask Bob when he gets here.
All right.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. You want to play something? Sorry about technical difficulties.
Oh, that's okay. Perhaps we can find that song elsewhere. It's called Isolation of a Light Source by Envy.
Isolation of a Light Source.
So
I typed it into the internet. There you go. Here's a couple.
He got it on the internets.
I did.
Yeah,
the internet
either of those should be fine.
All right, here we go. This is Isolation of a Light Source by Envy off of the Split LP Plus CD with Thursday. Welcome back. You're listening to Yurt Radio, What the Pubic Hair. I mean, Public Hears.
What the Public Hears.
What the pubic, pubic hair. What the pubic hair.
That's it.
That would never catch on as
the
saying.
I don't think so.
No, not even a little bit. All right, I guess it's my turn again to play music. We're probably not going to be playing anything from Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy X. Oh my god, I should have thought of something to play. I should have thought of something to play before you know.
Just should have what? You should have what, buddy?
I should have thought of something to play.
I don't understand you.
Yeah, well, you know. That's just how it goes.
Oh, that hurts.
Damn it, fuck. You know what? We're gonna do Milk and Honey by As Tall as Lions off of their album As Tall as Lions. Right now.
You push me out, you push me out again.
This is Yurt Radio. That was Milk and Honey, and you're welcome.
That was beautiful. Did you see those guys recently? You said
I did. Yeah, I saw their second to last show ever, or second third to last show ever.
Oh, that's right. I remember looking them up and hearing that they broke up recently.
Broke up, but it was for like it was for the best reason a band can, which was just that they sort of found their they thought they had reached their pinnacle and they wanted to try new shit. So that was Milk and Honey by As Tall as Lions off of their self-titled first album, came out in 2003. Hopefully two more songs. Let's go.
Yeah, this actually made me think of this band called Tides of Man. They're pretty new. They're fairly new. My friend Chandler actually just saw them in Utah, so they put on an amazing show. This song's called Western Scene. You're listening to Yurt Radio. This shit is delicious.
Come
Song or something. That was a Western Scene by Tides of Man off their album Empire Theory.
All right, and this is the Song of Prayer by the Ronso Tribe off of the Final Fantasy X soundtrack. You're listening to Yurt Radio. This was Delicious. Have a fantastic week. We'll be back next Wednesday at 9.
Stick around for Bob's show after us.
We love you.